The EU has decided to change the frequency of its review of Syria's sanctions, as Anne Schneibel reports.
The European Union decided yesterday it will review sanctions on Syria every 3 months instead of every year to make it easier in the future to equip rebels fighting to depose President Bashar al-Assad. The decision came on a day which saw dozens killed in Damascus resulting from a pair of twin explosions. UN humanitarian chief Valerie Amos listened to some of the stories about the violence in Syria from a few of the thousands of refugees fleeing the country.
And the stories that they gave and described in terms of their experiences are extremely traumatic, including one woman whose husband was tortured and died, and who saw her mother torched in her home. We are very grateful to the government for the work that they are doing in partnership with the UN Refugee Agency, other United Nations partners, and also NGO partners. I had an opportunity to discuss with the members of the government the challenges the government faces, particularly with respect to health and education, in terms of hosting so many refugees, and the need for the international community to support Lebanon, particularly with funding to support the government's plan.
The United Nations reports that each month 20,000 Syrians flee into Lebanon alone, with Turkey and Jordan also taking on hundreds of thousands of refugees. I'm Anne Schneibel.